This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding over here in Amud Nun, towards the end of the Amud. He had mentioned before that what the Pshat, Moshe Nirmas Matayra and Haman Nirmas Matayra and Esther, explained because Haman is a koyach of Ra, that's not Gashmi. That's what we're holding basically. It's holding up, let's say, 4 or 5 lines on the bottom. The Omar, 3 lines on the bottom. The Omar, im nirmaz Haman min ha-Torah, hi efshe shloya nirmaz gam ki Mordechai ve-Esther, ki yediyas ha-feichim echod, ve-ein zeh b'loy zeh. Here in Morale is a line, it's a Yisoid that he says in a lot of places. It's Yediyas HaFeichem Echadu, it's a very important Yisoid. Morale says that the things that are the Etzem, the opposite, which are very rare in the Bria, are one Inyan, and you cannot split the Inyan one from the other. Meaning like this, if black is defined as something that absorbs all the light, so in that definition, white must be included as well, because white is something that reflects all the light. Something that is different doesn't have to be, is not at all the same as that which is different from. If A is different than B is different than C, so there are places where A is, there are places where B is, there are places where C is. If A is the exact opposite of B, then A is there, and the negative of B is there. You can't have one without the other because they're also not opposite. Opposites means they're exactly equal, except that they're in the opposite direction. So if the Metzias of Haman has a Mokr in the Torah, then it's not Yitochen of Mordechai Vesta don't have Metzias in the Torah. That's what he's trying to, that's what he's saying. Since the Metzias of them are opposites, in a sense that, if you ever see those pictures, like they have cutouts with white against the black background, and you look at it, it's a face, you look at it, it's a cup. Like if you look at the black, I'm sure you've seen it it's like a cutout of black and white, and you look at it one way, it's, you see the white shape and it's like a goblet. You look at the other way, you see it's like a black shape and it's a face. And the teretz is because seeing is black versus white, and b'meila, you have to see them together. There's no way one goes without the other. So it's a famous Yisoid in a lot of places, that Yediyas HaFeichem Echad. It's Yisoid why Kulei Chayev is Ben David Bo, because Kulei Chayev and Kulei Zaka is the same. Okay. Ve'in zeh b'loi zeh, v'al zeh omah, ki bevarei Mordechai ve'esther nirmuzi b'tori gam kein. Umeire zeh la'odom, she'en li'ez nechsham mitzi'osoi, Rakashmi hein l'tev hein l'ra. Even though a person himself is considered gashmi, raki koyach ha'odom godel moed hein l'tev hein l'ra, the person's koyach is so big, afi mekoyim ben ha'tachtoinim, and I tzoyim ha'gashmi. So the pshat is, even though he starts out saying the Maimah Chazal, that Adam has a din of Adama, and that's why Ken Tzipar on Adam has a din of Ken Tzipar on Adama, but from what a person can do, a person can reach up to Al-Yoinim like Moshe, like Haman, like Mordechai Vester. Okay, now he goes through the Ramazim. Umashe Ramaz Moshe B'loshim B'shegam B'rashnu B'chib B'gvoros Hashem. That's not the Indian over here. B'tim Tzimbo. Umashe Niske Mordechai B'loshim V'ata Kachma P'somim Roish. Why is Mordechai mentioned in P'somim? Yeshcha Lahavin B'chachma Ki Mordechai Hefech Haman. That is the opposite of Haman. Why? Ki Haman koyche madim, jeroitze lahashim larega koyle. Misva Haman is madim, kumash is boya. I want to explain this a little bit. This is an important, he's explaining a little bit about the mohus of Mordechai in the Metzias, of Mordechai versus, of Haman versus Mordechai. What does it mean that Haman is Ra Be'etzim in a way that's not Gashmi? So the Kalal is like this. The Kalal is anything that is there is two chalakim in the Bria. There is Toiv, which tries to expand the Kayach HaRuch in a person. And then there is Ra in a chumistic way, which tries to expand the Kayach HaGash in a person. A person wants to eat, a person wants to be misanik, a person wants to enjoy it. Those are the Toiv and the Ra that are hefechim of chumrius versus ruchnius. That's not what Haman is. The inyan that is miyuchet to Haman is there's a koyach ra that is what he calls a rav seichel, which is the hefech of the koyach of chius. The koyach hatoiv b'derech klal is a she'ifa for chayim. It's a she'ifa. It wants something to flourish, to grow, to be. The need or the drive for existence, or chiyus, that is the metzias of toiv. That is the general feeling of toiv. And the ra that normally is ra is just a pseudo toiv, where by eating and by being nana physically, the person perceives it as being toiv. But it's not a toiv be'etzim. That's the normal. The koyach that's hefech of toiv be'etzim is there's a sum total in the bria of koyches that live on mavis. L'mashal, and this is what he calls koyach ma'adim. The Gemara says whoever is noilad under the mazal ma'adim should either be a sheikh or a moyel. The pshat is because the koyach of ma'adim is there's a koyach that its shuka is churb. In different places, you find l'mashal seirim. The Ramban explains that the midbar is the makom of azazel, because azazel is the koyach and the bria that gives the yanika to churb. The midbar is a place where things die. Normally, the earth causes things to grow. The earth gives out chius. In the midbar, the earth gives out lizards and cactus. That's basically the earth gives out nothing but misa. Most people want something. They want chius. So ruchnistic person wants ruchnistic chius. A gashmistic person wants gashmis. But there are people that have a koyach that they want mavis. Achzarius. The meat of Achzarius is a meat where a person is misaneg from killing people or from painting people. In other words, that his koyach hatainuk is mechuba to what is ra in the bria. So normally, the normal mahalach of ra, of taiva, is with something that looks like chiyus, but it's not chiyus. That is the normal mahalach. There's a mahalach of a mahalach of ra, which is the etzev, the person's mishtekik for ra. And the whole bria of, that's what, the koyach of ma'adim, somebody's noilad in ma'adim, his ishtekikus is for misa. So we tell them there's a mokum for that as well in koyach atoiv, either a moil or a sheikhi. But the etzem, the difference, Amalek, all the other countries that fought Ka Yisrael, they came to fight Ka Yisrael b'toiras. We want their land, we don't want them to finish our land. The mucker of the Milchama was a Milchama with a tachlis to have. So it was just a question they were doing wrong because it didn't belong to them. Amalek was like somebody going into a batter at tachas where he gets burned and the batter gets cooled down. Both of them lose. And the person's taino gives from the fact that both of them lost. So the koyach of Haman is a koyach where the person, he was be'etzev mavis. And that's why he says, Mizpah Haman is Ma'adim, the Gematria Haman is Ma'adim, because the Koyach and the Bria, the Sheirish for all Ra Be'etzim, that means the Koyach and the Bria that Sheir for Misa, the Nachash wanted to kill Adam and Chava. I mean, what is the Metzias of the Nachash was a Metzias that was Kulay Lishma. I mean, he didn't gain anything by being Machdeh. Teretz says, his Tainug was a Tainug from wherever there would be Ra, Churban, and so on in the Bria. Now, the hefech of that That's why the remez for Mordechai the Torah is a remez in Ktoiris. Lefish Ktoiris matzel min amisum amageifa. Umin malach amoves ashubimun ala misa. It says in Chumash that Ktoiris was matzel for misa. Like the Aaron, it says go and take Ktoiris quickly and make sure that the people don't have amageifa. So, lekach nirmas Mordechai b'Ktoiris shu oitza amisa. Ktoiris is oitza amisa. Let's explain in a second why. Mordechai was someone, his job was to be mafkia misa from the world. In other words, it's a double niflat ma'id in this remez. Haman is hamina eitz hazeh. Achila is the koyach achiyus in the bria. That's what achila is, and everything that a person eats, like Hashem made in the bria, is there to give him chiyus to some degree. Akadosh Baruch Hu also gave an eitz in the bria that it's achila's misa. So the pshat is it's not the achila shaboy is misa. It means kiilu the koyach achiyus of that tree is misa. It's watered with dam. That's the metzis of it. So in Hamina Eitzazer, that's where there was a remez for Hama. That's one. V'kach Hama yimuchan la'abed v'laharag miyem shenifra. V'achil hazeh shehev ha'misa ha'de anocha shakadmoini. V'chein Hama shumezer ha'molek ha'meukol v'nocha shakalsoin. So the pshat is the sheirish of Haman is also Nachash. The koyach of Nachash is a koyach of Misa, and that's it. That's the oimek in the Maimon Chazal. When Chazal say that the Nachash is also to give Musa to the Baal Eloshin, it says that because it's we're going to ask them Knum Yesh Hano. Bachiloscha, a nochash is the only animal that when it bites, it's not in the process of eating its perish. A lion and these animals, the process of eating, the shicha is dairiga. In the process of the nochash, there is no. So we ask, so the Gemara Taina says that we ask the nochash, kluma no yesh min shichascha, and what are you being netted from with the shicha? So he replies, kluma no yesh bal aloshin. Does somebody speak Lashon Hara have a no? I mean, the Sheirish of Vikuach is that normally it's hard for us to understand that there should be a Tainug in Churban in Churban if you don't have anything from it. We don't understand it usually. So the Nochash points out to the one Aveira, when a person speaks Lashon Hara about somebody else, the bottom line, the real enjoyment of it is that you take the other person off the pedestal. You think he's such a big tzaddik, such a big chacham. No, you know, the hana that lies in it is a hana of kiloyim. And it's hard for us to imagine what does it mean that something is nene from being mechala. And so we have the dugmas nochash where there's that hana. And in the middle, that's the shemesh of misa. It's interesting. One of the simonim, the einish for chet aloshin is tzaras. Tzaras is dead meat, basically. I mean, it's the way it's described in dead meat. But there's a tnai that there has to be a sar in the middle. There has to be a hair growing out, or there has to be fresh flesh in the middle. The teretz is ra is the chelik of the bria. That's rat, that's dead. Seder, that's bad. But the oimek of the chet haloshen is that there's something that thrives off it. It's there's an enjoyment. Some people enjoy the fact that the world is terrible. that he's terrible. It's not only, I mean, sometimes it's just a way to even out the playing field. You know, I know I'm bad, so if everyone else is bad, then okay. But the deeper oimik is, there's a koyach of ra, that's the nochash, which the koyach is to be nis'aneg on the chel, on what's bad in the bria. That is its koyach achius. And the melo, that's where the baloshin is, and that's where the chet of the baloshin, the chet of the nochash, the mitzis nochash. The Gemara says in Megillah, lest the yoda lishna bisha kehaman. There's nobody that knew how to say lashon hara like Haman. Said yeshna amecha mefuz mefarad, so on. It wasn't a, said, you know, Teretz is because that is his mitzias. The lahash mid laharag labid was what he wanted. That was be'etzim what he was nene from. The Haman itzav is shoshim ikra and okil lashak nirmas b'teiv lashon zeshama kosev hamina eitz ke eitz adase mevi hamisa loyla. The Haman ayroitzel labid is Yisrael shem ikra oyla. Ukiilu hayroitzel labid kol oyla. So he says, Lemaisa, the fact that Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is the sheirish rechiyus of the world, so in effect, it's a koyach of nihilism that he wants to destroy the world. There's a tainer that he had, I mean, that's his metzias of churban. So being machir Klal Yisrael is more than just Klal Yisrael, it's the world as a whole. Lekach roi, what?
Did he want to just himself?
Kimat, no. In a sense, that it's interesting because Esav said, "Hine anoichi hoylech lomus." The same person that has little regard for other people's chaim has very little regard for himself as well. It's his tainug is a churban. So his own destruction, his own suicide, or his own destruction also is not a big deal. But when Esav's look at it was, "Hine anoichi hoylech lomus," that his metzias is also not a metzias. I want to add maybe just one more nakuda, another nature over here. Sometimes you as Akash Brok was Megale Naim the world, was Zecha to also in Yanim this as well. The body has certain defense mechanisms, and it stops things that are heavy of the body, germs of sorts. The best way to get in something is to attach it as a rider to a koyach that's native to the person, and the mele goes in far. The muscle, you know, like you insert a bad string of DNA into a cell or into an immune cell, and then you get all the problems. A virus, the more they're able to attach it to some koyach achiyus, you take something that attaches itself to a cell and you add it to it. You put poison into a food, so the person when he eats it, the Eitz Hadas Toive Ra means the Etzem, a person should not have had a koyach. Ra should be something that's alien to the person. But where does the person have a koyach to absorb Ra? There was Eitz HaChaim in the Bria. Why was there an Eitz HaMisa in the Bria? I mean, if you're talking about Zelum HaSel, that would be an Eitz HaMisa. So there are a lot of reasons. First of all, there is no Be'etzim Ra in the Bria. Secondly, Misa is indigestible. It's only because it's the Das Toiv Ra, it rides on top of the Das Toiv, it rides Ra. And therefore, as far as Toiv goes, that's how far Ra goes. So the same Koyach, I mean, Klal Yisrael prides itself. It says, Al Cherev Gavasecha. Klal Yisrael's pride is that they're Moise Nefesh, and their life is meaningless in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mela, that Koyach, there's a Koyach of Ra that has the same Mesiras Nefesh. But if Shadis is Ki'ilu, is Nitkas Kolkuloi to the Churban and to the Misa and so on. Then he says, next Nekuda. The Esther Nirmat Veloshim Anoichi Hasta Aster. That's what Igmar learns Esther from. V'lama kasuv shnei hastaris. Why? What's the pshat? Hester. Rak ki hester rishon sheyitachas makas hachashveres shem shubarim loy. The first hester was the makas hachashveres. V'yosim is tachas homer. Lekach achashekziv v'istarti panim mehem. Chaza lichtayv ki oyova Yisrael shnei hastaris. V'zev anoichi haster aster. In other words, there will be a matzav hester upon him, which is Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael is no longer being led by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but is under Achashverosh. And in Achashverosh, there's a behind the scenes which is also Ra. Limel Shem Tognim Ra. V'kivin shev yimei haman hoye kan hester, toich hester lo hoye royo liyos ha-goyel. Rak hester, shemoyra Hashem al goyel atzniyos shehoye ba. Ki atznua nista bulti nigla. This is a very important Nekuda. It's a Nekuda we have to talk about that because it's a very Nistadik Nekuda, right? It's a Nudik Nekuda, but it's a Nekuda that he's talking about. And the point of Esther is that she was hidden. It almost seems when you learn the Megillah, it's hard to figure out why was she so fanatically insistent on keeping her identity secret. I mean, the Melech wouldn't have wanted. It doesn't seem, when you say she Rak Einas to Magedas, it doesn't seem to make any real seichelik reason why she was so intent on keeping it, on keeping it hidden. The Gemara gives a whole slew of reasons. The Kulam Oyne Bekona Echad, Klal Yisrael should not know what they have over there. Let's explain it in two oifan. There's one oifan that he's going to use, and we'll see soon. I want to explain another oifan why it's like that. There's tkufis of different anhogs, and the Gemara says l'mashal, in a zman when a rosh is misacheches loy, a person should not start off with rishoyim b'shoshav misacheches loy. When you see that things are going good for a rosh, don't start off with it, because you're not going to win. It's now a zman when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is noyheg b'toyv rishoyim, and that's not a zman when tov is going to win. And that's one of the reasons people say, you know, how come we're matzliach and today, and a lot of other people weren't matzliach from Darius before. It's very pashut. There was an hug of Hashem Sacheches Loi, and no matter what anybody did, it didn't help. And today there's a different type of hug. But the only thing that can function in that kufa is something that is behesta gama, because that is the oifi